This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. For this week's radio field trip, producer Mary McIntyre and I thought we'd go get a beer. So we're heading to an up-and-coming craft brewery in Concord. As I walk into Litherman's Limited Brewery, the smell of sweet citrus and bitter hops hits me right away. The brewing room is filled with people working together on a new recipe. Whirring, complicated-looking machines line the walls. This includes four giant metal tanks that stretch from floor to ceiling. I can see my warped reflection along the curved sides.
So how many batches do we have going at any one moment?
Generally speaking, all four of the shiny tanks will be full.
Co-owner Michael Halpley-Pierce says the brew his apprentice is working on this morning is one of their most ambitious yet. And the name of the new brew? Wait for it. Pink Boots Made for Walking.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Yes, like the song. It's obvious right away that music has a huge influence in the production and packaging here. Posters of labels from their signature brews line the walls of the tasting room, each named with a music pun. There's Red Raspberry Beret. Bow Wow Yippie O IPA.
Now just throw your hands way up in the air and wave them all around like you just don't care. Yeah.
Tangled Up in Bruges.
Tangled Up in Blue.
You get the idea. Michael and his business partner, Steve Bradbury Jr., who's better known around here as Doc Jones, have a history long before brewing. Doc says the two actually started out as a hip-hop group.
You know, it all started over a connection for music. Years ago, in other careers, we ran into each other, and NoFX was playing on the radio, and we started talking about music, and, you know, kind of took off from there.
But Michael says the music thing never really went that far.
I guess there wasn't quite as much demand for overly intellectualized, critically Caucasian libertarian hip-hop, and we didn't hit that niche.
But soon after, the pair began homebrewing together for fun. And although their obscure hip-hop group wasn't working anymore, their experiments with craft beer were.
And I loved it, and the beer wasn't horrible. I mean, it wasn't great. I actually still have a bottle of it. But for a first homebrew, it was not horrible.
And slowly, over time, it grew into a real business, with a tasting room, signature recipes, and a group of regulars. A long list of over 100 brews are scribbled onto a beam behind the bar. Every brew the pair has made together.
When you guys are kind of going back and forth with ideas for something new, are you throwing out song ideas? Do you have a notebook somewhere with a list of different titles that you'd love to use? It sounds like songwriting almost.
It is a little bit. And yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, they come up all the time and we joke around where it's like, oh, you better write that one down. That's a good one.
For me, it's almost like I'll be listening to music, which is almost any time if I can make it so. A lyric will just jump out at me almost like it was highlighted. And I'll say, that's a beer name right there, or a bad pun on that is a beer name.
Is there any customers giving you an idea?
All the time.
Tasting room's open one night. Somebody's going, you know what you should do?
The one that always sticks out to me is one customer mentioned we should do Stairway to Heffenweisen. You know.
That or the local Yoko Ono, made with all New Hampshire-sourced ingredients.
Yeah, the person who suggested that was banned from the brewery, actually.
Well, wherever the ideas come from, the partnership is working. The brewery is expanding, and it's now coming up on its second anniversary.
When you order a big old set there, liner, do you have to sing it like Steve Miller, or can you just order it straight?
You don't have to, but you get bonus credit if you do, that's for sure.
This story is another in our weekly radio field trip series. Tune into Morning Edition next Wednesday as we visit an alpaca farm in Northwood. And if you have a favorite place in New Hampshire you'd like to show us, tell us about it. We're asking you to submit your ideas by emailing radiofieldtrips@nhpr.org. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre, and this is Morning Edition from NHPR.